modern smoker.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Corey and I chatted the first hour with John Prowse, Jeff Pontius, and John Kaiser about economic issues, and I kind of closed out that hour by putting Corey on the hot seat and saying, what the hell are you doing in this crazy business? And he converted me again. Now I'm a happy part of this crazy business again. That was a joke, by the way. But, you know, I closed out the hour by saying, you know, the thing I like about the resource sector, you know, we talk certainly about more than the resource sector, but the thing I really like about it is the fact that if you don't make things happen on your own, you're just never going to be successful in it. And I find that to be an absolutely wonderful world to operate on. I closed out by saying that, you know, in terms of political spectrum, I kind of really don't see it as being that way, and I don't. And so we're going to chat this next hour with some folks about what's going on, the various events. We're not going to beat the ACA into the ground as we have in the past anymore. That's kind of an over and done deal. I mean, I'm sure we'll get some comments on it, but, you know, we're not going to devote a significant amount of time on it. We're going to start out, and we're going to talk a little bit about this thing with the National Security Agency. Over the wire services yesterday, some folks in Germany, interestingly enough, not in Merkel's party, but some politicians in Germany are attempting to put together a meeting with Mr. Snowden. And whether or not that happens, I don't know. But this guy really has, if what this guy Snowden is saying is the truth, and it certainly appears to be just by the indications that we're getting, wow, is all I can say. He's going to have an interesting place in history. But I think the NSA, I mean, I think they've gone overboard. You know, I think that the allegations, if they're true, and indications at this moment in time are that they're 100% true, you know, about wiretapping the Vatican of all places. Come on. You know, wiretapping Merkel's phone, etc. I mean, this is not even in the realm of sanity. Glenn Downs, how do you feel about that?
Well, Al, you know, the history seems to suggest that if these law enforcement or intelligence agencies have the technological capability to do something, they're going to do it. And we've seen press reports of Mr. Obama allegedly ordering the NSA and others to stop wiretapping or listening in on Merkel's phones, but they find other devices to do it. They won't do it, but they'll trade information with someone that does, for example. And you've got the situation or circumstance where these people want just total information awareness. They say, give me everything on Al Cortland. Just, I want to suck up every transaction he makes, every phone call he makes. I want to know what websites he goes to. And I want to have it just in case I want it for whatever reason someday. And I don't think we've really determined how to balance those technological capabilities with the ability to stop rogue elements within government, let's say, from doing what they want to do regardless of what elected officials of the Constitution says.
I must say, guys, that I wasn't overly surprised when the news came out that, you know, the NSA had Merkel's phone tapped, because I think right now with the technological advances, like Glenn said, everything's being recorded, and it all comes down to the crux of information is power as well, and the U.S. seems to think that if they record everybody's phone calls and everybody's internet access, that they have more power. I don't particularly think they do, because as we're seeing, the Germans are getting angry at them, and other countries around the world are really becoming anti-American. Doc, what are some of your comments on this?
I would agree with what a lot has been said. I think what happened in our country is whenever you get a government our size and the bureaucracy becomes so powerful, sometimes I don't think it really matters who's in the White House, because those folks come and go. But the bureaucracy stays, and when they're given monies for their particular departments, they're just going to follow their nose. And once they got the technology, and the opportunity to start to look into people's backgrounds, it just grew over time based upon the bureaucracy. And there was no really roadblocks to that type of activity. So they just cast a net way out there and started to look at everything, figuring, okay, if we have everything, you know, if there's ever somebody we really want to focus on, we can go back and look at everything that person's talked about or written or whatever. So I think that's what's happened, and there's been actually no blockage of this kind of activity, and now they're going to have a problem figuring out how to really limit it and really focus on, you know, the people and the activities that should be focused on.
You know, Rick, I probably shouldn't say this because I can't verify it at this moment in time, but something that is somewhat interesting to me is John Kerry. I read an article earlier today, which I can't lay my hands on right now, so I guess I'm going to have to say this is just something I believe to be the case, and I cannot verify it. But I believe Kerry came out and said earlier today that the U.S. has overstepped its bounds, and that's a result of the very, very sophisticated tools that are currently available. And I believe Mr. Kerry said, Kerry said that that was overstepping our bounds. Is there a little bit of cover your ass going on here? What do you think, Rick?
I don't think we can know, Al. You know, for starters, we don't even know what the nature of the bug was on Merkel. It could very well be that they don't even care what Merkel has to say. They might be more concerned, and when I say they, that's with a capital T, they might be more concerned about who else might be eavesdropping on her. And you may recall from the Watergate days, there were theories that it wasn't actually Democratic headquarters that had been bugged. The bugs could have picked up the discussion in a meeting room that Federal Reserve Open Market Committee used. So we really don't know. One thing that kind of rubs up against civil libertarians and is the idea that some of the snooping is really useful. You know, they're having to do a great deal of eavesdropping, essentially collecting and collating all data to get data that intersects in interesting ways. So they, you know, they're very powerful spy tools that can essentially monitor all of the email and internet-based conversations in the world, but without paying too much attention to the details. And it's only when you get certain, let's say, coincidental conversations, you link up certain pieces of it, that you go back and look at what was actually happening in real time. So I guess I stopped short of being a civil libertarian, being hardcore in that way. I think some of this surveillance is necessary. So, you know, Kerry, if he's covering his ass, he may actually be covering his ass or the ass of the security apparatus and what they were actually doing.
Yeah, Rick, you know, I have to agree with you that there's a lot going on behind the scenes that we just have no idea about. And the fact of the matter is there is spying going on out there. None of us are immune to it. And we probably all are being spied on. And it's not something that's going to slow down because they're always going to label it as safety for the country. But really, is it, Marshall?
Yeah, I agree with a lot of that has been said. I think Glenn is certainly correct when he says when the technological and scientific ability is out there to do something, human nature is to do it. You know, they asked, his name slips my mind at the moment, you know, the first guy to climb Mount Everest. Why'd you do it?
Marshall, I've got to cut you out just for a second so our stations can identify themselves, take their breaks, what have you. You know, I think this whole conversation, though, is really, really interesting because we're getting into a situation that, in my opinion, is almost beyond belief. I never thought this stuff would be going on in our country, and I'm very sad that it is. I support our country, but, boy, I'll tell you, all I can say is thank God we can be critical when we feel that criticism is warranted. We're going to be right back.
Our Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. We are continuing our political roundtable discussion with Richard Posma, Marshall Barrow, Glenn Downs, and Rick Ackerman. Marshall, last segment we left off with me asking you the question and really pointing out the fact that, you know what, this is happening out there. Spying is happening. And there's not much we can do about it, but they always argue that it's for the safety of our country. Do you agree with that?
Well,
I don't know that there's nothing we can do about it. What I question is whether there is something we should do about it, and then that is, yes, not have the spying, if you will, or the listening in, or the looking at emails, or snail mail, whatever, for common citizens. What I hope is happening, and what I hope that Congress, with their oversight committees, is looking at is, are they effectively doing this surveillance, and are they putting the dots together? You may recall after 9/11, it was pointed out that a lot of the information about these guys taking flying lessons and learning only how to take off the plane and not how to land it was available, but nobody put the dots together because they weren't allowed to. The FBI couldn't talk to the CIA and vice versa. And they made changes so now they can, the various intelligence agencies can talk to each other. Hopefully they are. Hopefully they're putting together the right kind of information so that terrorist attacks can be prevented, whether it's in the United States or outside the country. And that remains to be seen. And frankly, I don't know that we'll ever see it or hear it, because a lot of what you get is these reports from sources who may or may not be knowledgeable, who may or may not have their own agendas or axes to grind. So whether we are getting accurate information about what's really going on and has gone on is questionable. I just hope that's what is happening, is that it's being used in the right way and being used to for the right reasons.
You know, Rick, I got to ask you a question, and, you know, a lot of my, not a lot, it was, thank God not a lot, but some of my friends are saying, ah, so what about spying? It's been going on since the dawn of history, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, I have to tell you, where I come in and have an opinion on this thing is, number one, I think spying is wrong, okay? Number two, I find it really, really appalling when it would appear that the administrative branch of the government, and I'm not just at this moment in time defining that as being just the Obama administration. I go back to the Bush administration also, and I think that the American public has been downright lied to. You think I'm nuts?
Well, yeah. I mean, they've been playing in repetition on Fox the sound bites of Obama saying, and you've heard it a thousand times, if you've got a medical plan, you can keep it, and da-da-da-da-da. I think that the lies are very thick on Capitol Hill, and I'm not sure any of this really takes most of what's going on very seriously. You know, concerning the spying issue, though, we have been slowly desensitized to the amount of information that is being extracted from us, and you can be sure that the information that Facebook gets is probably a lot more detailed and specific as to what you do, what you like, than anything the NSA might be gathering on you. And if you come right down to it, if you want your privacy, if you don't like to be spied on, the Internet is just not a good place to be.
You know, guys, I think that we have become desensitized to the amount of information that's been stored, and we have been lied to. But you know what? It's just not only the American people that have been lied to. I think it's countries around the world. And as I said last segment, countries are starting to get pissed off, such as Germany now. And I think this is just another step down the line of countries stepping up and saying, we don't need to take what you guys being the U.S., are doing anymore in the worldwide look of things. Glenn, what are some of your comments on this? Do you think countries are slowly going to keep on building up against the U.S. and could lead to something much more major?
Well, I do know that in the last German elections, this was one of the issues that threatened to keep Merkel from coming back in as the chancellor. In the German instance, because of the Nazi past and then of the Stasi past in East Germany, people are very, very sensitive to that. People have the Stasi files. I know in that instance, when that's what we began the conversation, it is more meaningful than probably some other places. There are really two, we're lumping spying all together, but there's this international spying, which has got geopolitical consequences, but then there's this domestic spying that if that, you know, Rick mentioned people just sort of gathering these large databases just so that they can have all the data points and go back and use artificial intelligence programs and the like to try to correlate things and then go back in and do a deeper dive. And I understand why, if I were an NSA official, I would want to be able to do that too. The problem is we have a constitution that says you're supposed to have probable cause and a search warrant before you go diving into people's private lives and private databases. So I guess if you start with the presupposition that the U.S. government is your, they are quote unquote the good guys and they are looking out for you and trying to keep you safe from terrorists and all of that, then everybody should feel, well, that's great because we live in this world of databases and technology, and that's just part of the price of living today. If, on the other hand, you think that the federal government, or at least elements of the federal government, are not so good or nice or friendly, or might someday not become so good, so nice, so friendly, then people should be, I think, very concerned about this. If Adolf Hitler had Facebook, you mentioned Facebook, you can go on and find, just get on and find out who the Jews are and who people's friends are that are Jews. And, I mean, you can just imagine if he had that kind of technology, there wouldn't be a Jew alive today. So long as you think you have a benevolent government and it's going to always stay benevolent, you really shouldn't, and you have sort of a casual concern for the constitutional rights like the Fourth Amendment, then, hey, that's just the way it is. But if you are concerned about any of the above, I think you ought to be very concerned about this drift. I don't know, again, from a policy standpoint, a lot of these oversight committees here in Congress are frankly captured by the people they're supposed to be doing oversight over, whether it could be the Financial Services Committee supposed to be looking over J.P. Morgan's shoulder or the Fed's shoulder or not, and the House Intelligence Committee and the Senate, Dianne Feinstein, others, they're very much in favor of this. They knew these NSA programs were going on and just didn't. And so this was the fact that they were informed allegedly constituted congressional oversight. Well, it turned out a few senators and a few members of Congress were aware of these domestic spying programs. They didn't share it with anybody else, so effectively there was no oversight.
On that optimistic note, we're going to take a short break.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, back with Glenn Downs, Marshall Barrell, Richard Postma, and Rick. Corey and I are having a really interesting discussion with these guys. You know, watching the news last night, I was reminded that the food stamp program is being cut almost by one-sixth. Glenn, what do you think about that?
Regardless of what I think about it, it's the law that the food stamp, actually the amount that's being cut is the add-ons that came as part of the Obama stimulus plan in the 2009-2010 time frame, along with the other various tax cuts and spending programs. So that was time limited. So those bonus food stamps, the extra food stamps, will be pared down over the course of the next 12 months. And it's going to affect an awful lot of people.
Yeah, you know, Glenn, I have to agree with you that it will affect an awful lot of people. And what I was reading is it'll affect around 47.7 million Americans. And to me, it really actually sounds like this is more of just a taper of the food stamp program, kind of like you hear from the Fed, except they don't taper. But it sounds like these food stamps are being tapered out and affecting millions of Americans. Rick, how do you think this will play going forward with not only the people affected, but also potentially more people that could be affected in the future?
Well, the big guys, meaning Walmart and some of the big chains, have already weighed in. You know, they have issued warnings that it's going to materially impact their revenue. So it's a big number, and it especially hurts the vendors who serve the low end. On the other hand, now we've created sort of an open-ended statist, welfarist monster here that supplies unemployment benefits more or less forever. And of course, the food stamp program at this point is growing itself. So, you know, the key, I think, is just letting the free enterprise system do its thing and create jobs to help people get off food stamps. But otherwise, I think it's just going to keep growing. And it'll be more of a drain on taxpayers, and of course it will serve no useful economic end.
You know, no political discussion today would be complete without some closing comments on what is going on with the Affordable Care Act. Appears at this moment in time to be a disaster. The government is waffling in the sense that they are saying that, yes, it's true in cases that you will not, gee, I made a mistake, you will not be able to get your insurance that you had before that you liked, that you wanted to maintain, but we're going to give you something better. I'm seeing an awful lot of, I guess I would have to say, unhappiness among folks who are affected, and that's virtually everybody in the United States, when it comes to medical insurance. And I also noticed yesterday, reading on the various wire services, that the Democrats are really starting to kind of begin to fall out of favor because of some of this stuff. Doc, you're a physician, etc. You've played in this arena for an awful long time. What do you think about what's going on right now with the Affordable Care Act?
What I think is going on is it was an act that there were so many variables thrown into it that now, especially in what I felt back then was a contracting economy, I think it was the worst possible time to do this type of act. It would be one thing if they just ate a little bit around the edges of health care, but with what they came out, they threw that out and basically said, okay, let's see what sticks here. And with a contracting economy, especially for the middle class, this thing is going to be horrendous, I feel, for the middle class. They've already, you know, been hit with a declining median income, and then they had increased taxes, and now they're essentially going to be taxed even more with the Affordable Care Act. And it's a misnomer when you say affordable, because for those folks, it's not going to be affordable.
Doc, everything I'm reading makes me believe that you are 100% right, that the middle class will really be impacted hard. But really what gets me right now is a lot of the news stories that you see out are talking about the system, how the system has not been up and running. And by the system, I mean the web pages and these type of the areas to register. To me, I don't think this is what people should be focusing on. I think they should be focusing on what is going to happen long term, even medium term, and how the middle class, even the poor class, will be very, very poorly affected, and it will not be affordable for them really at all. Marshall, you agree with me?
Well, I agree with you, and the big fight, if you will, or the big discussion and debate, and we've seen some of it, but it's going to increase as the difficulties and the problems come up, and the cost, and who's going to pay for it. Is this just another step on the road to a government controlled single payer system, as some people say, is the objective of the Obama administration, or not? And that's the debate that's going on. That's the battle that's going on, and it's not going to be over anytime soon.
No, I don't think it's going to be over anytime soon. You know, I have to say one thing, and I know that a lot of people are going to try to find out where I live so they can paint the windows of our home black or something. But, you know, I applaud the president for what he's doing in the sense that he is firmly convinced that big government needs to take care of people. He is firmly convinced that incentive, personal incentive, isn't the key issue. At least this is my opinion, but that the key issue really is having a government that will take care of the citizens. And, you know, that's, I guess one could say that's a noble thing to say. I don't agree with that, because I think that when a person doesn't have any incentive, I think he or she becomes less of a human being. But, boy, I'll tell you, he's really sticking to his guns, and he's saying, I don't care what the majority thinks, you know, I know what's right, I know what's better, and consequently we've got the Affordable Care Act. Well, is the Affordable Care Act going to affect most of us involved in this conversation? And the answer is no. I mean, it's, you know, Marshall, you and I and Doc and probably not Rick yet, but, you know, we're all recipients of Medicare. And, you know, for us, it probably isn't going to change. But what about those millions of people out there who are going to be faced with larger premiums? I mean, yeah, there's some people who are going to get very, very affordable policies. But what about those people out there who are going going to get absolutely blistered in terms of increasing premiums. You know, and I guess I'd like to wrap this up with you, Doc, because this is your area of expertise, man. You got a comment?
Yeah, and the other thing, what I, you know, I've been thinking about this thing, and one of the things I think is going to happen with this whole Affordable Care Act is that actually, I believe industry and companies are going to be taken out of the business of healthcare. I think we're going back to the pre-1950s before healthcare was introduced to corporate America, and it was written off as a deduction. I think that's one of the way we're heading, and that is a positive. But the other probabilities are not necessarily positive from both a health delivery system is concerned or on financing it.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting situation. You know, it is certainly a major change that's going on in the United States right now. It will be very, very interesting to see how this is portrayed 50 years from now in the history books. Is it going to be something that was an absolute boondoggle, or is it going to be something that is going to be perceived as having been positive? I don't know. I think the jury's out on that one. From a purely fundamental standpoint, economic fundamental standpoint, I'm not really sure how this thing can be considered to be anything but a boondoggle. And, you know, it's interesting, but we have talked over the years, starting back with Hillary Care, for lack of better terms, with some real experts on this thing, and I've never met anybody who has said, you know, if people don't have the money, they shouldn't be allowed to live, or they should have to suffer. I've never heard anybody say that, but I've heard a lot of people say that this thing needs to be tweaked. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Al,
We're going to take a real quick break here.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
All right, here to wrap up. What am I trying to say here? Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. You know, I didn't want to talk about the Affordable Care Act, but damn it, you know, we've got some real opinionated people on our show. Marshall, I have to cut you off for the commercial break in the last segment. You know what? I'm going to give the mic over to you, and then Rick, and then Glenn, I'm sure you have something to say about this. We got 10 minutes. Go to town. Guys, let's start with you, Marshall.
Al, I have to respectfully disagree with you when you say that the people you have on this call, or many of them, are not going to be affected by the Affordable Care Act. I believe that everybody that's on your panel today, as well as practically every one of your listeners, is going to be affected one way or the other. If you're on Medicare and you're a senior citizen, you're going to be affected by premiums, by what services you get or don't get. If you're a 20-year-old, it's going to be the same thing. Everybody's going to be affected one way or the other on premiums, on costs, on availability of services, on which ones are going to be allowed or not allowed. And it's going to impact many, many people negatively. Some people will be positively impacted, but it's going to affect everybody.
Rick, you didn't get to speak in the last segment, so I want to turn it over to you right away.
Well, I think this is headed for such a crack-up that it will actually be the end of the progressive experiment. It's not just a theoretical political issue. It's literally hitting people where they live, and it's hitting tens of millions of them in a bad way. I get Medicaid. I go on Medicaid in July. And I only recently enrolled in a Kaiser plan. No sooner had I done that than I got a letter that said, we're not offering this plan after Jan 1. Reason being, because the plan that I'd gotten didn't include such things that I need desperately, like maternity care. And I'm not kidding. When that liar Carney gets up in front of a press conference and says they talk about the plans being scrapped by the insurers because they don't qualify, what that means literally, and I've seen it myself, is that the plan that I have does not offer maternity care and other services that I have absolutely no need for. The idea is that if you make me pay for things like that, it'll spread the cost over a larger population of users. But the bill, when it was originally passed, was called the worst bill ever by the Wall Street Journal, and I don't think it exaggerates it, because you're talking about a bill which puts virtually almost a 20% piece of the economy into a meat grinder of chaos. And it's not just affecting millions, it's really going into tens of millions of people who are seeing their premiums raised dramatically, and the biggest increases, by the way, are coming in January. So I think that this whole, it's worse than a boondoggle, it's an absolute catastrophe. And I think the good, the silver lining is that it will virtually destroy liberalism as a viable political way in America. I think the progressive experiment is, as I speak, coming crashing down around us.
Glenn, you're a political guy, man. You deal with this stuff 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, I think Rick has an interesting point. What do you think about that?
Well, what I do know, working at a congressional office, we're getting a ton of anecdotal stuff in from constituents that reinforce what these guys just said, where there are people that are having their non-Obamacare compliant policies canceled, and the people that have not had their non-Obamacare compliant policies canceled are facing much higher premium rates because companies have got taxes going on them that are going to be passed on to the customer. The one question I'd have for Rick is we've got a lot of stories in here of people, particularly self-employed people, who are seeing their rates going from, you know, $400, $500, $600 a month to $1,000, $1,100, $1,200 a month. So yet the two issues, one is, can they even pay for it? Where are they going to get that extra money? And a lot of people don't have it, but if they do have it and they pay their health insurance premiums, it means they're not going to be spending money on something else. Some other part of the economy that is not even related nominally to health care is going to suffer. And I'd ask you, Rick, because I know you follow this stuff, what other parts of the country are going to suffer and the economy are going to suffer the most because of that cutback in discretionary income that now has to go towards insurance premiums?
Well, it's interesting. That ties in with the point that I've made many times in the past, that a lot of things that we usually regard as inflationary are actually deflationary. And what I mean here is that we've got effectively through Obamacare a huge new tax on the American middle class. And because wages are stagnant, well, we've gone through a purported recovery where the median income is actually down close to 5% in real inflation-adjusted terms. So you really can't have inflation can only go so far if income itself is stagnating. As you're suggesting, if the price of something essential like health insurance goes up, you're going to have less to spend on other things. So, you know, at the macro level, the damage will be spread out over the whole economy.
Yeah, I think that's very true. And that was, interestingly enough, when we first started covering this particular issue way back when, that was the first thing that pretty much everybody brought up, was the fact that, you know, the country really cannot afford it. And, you know, Glenn, your point about, you know, there's only so much money out there, and if money is shifted from one area to another area, specifically if consumers' income ends up, a larger portion of that income ends up going into their insurance policy, obviously the retail sector, certainly the retail sector is going to be, you know, meaningfully affected by that. I don't know. You know, I, at this moment in time, I am firmly convinced that this was not a well thought out plan. I think it was very, very idealistic, for lack of better terms. You know, and we've had people on the show. We had the senior vice president of Primera, a guy I went to graduate school with, basically said the same thing. You know, James Farley says the same thing. Everybody says, you know, it's really not about leaving people in a lurch. It's really about putting together something that makes sense for not only the people who don't have insurance, but also for the people who, for lack of better terms. I don't know. It just, in my mind, isn't well thought out. We've got 2 minutes left here. Let's get a comment from everybody real quick about the absolutely abysmal results of the website. And, Doc, let's start with you, bud.
Well, one thing I'd like to comment about is Rick's comment about the end of the progressive movement. I hate to pour cold water on that, but I'm afraid these people have a genetic and DNA issue. And I don't think that's going to go away. And as far as the website, architecturally, that thing, that's what's wrong with it. It's not a scalability issue, but the architecture of it. And I don't think they'll ever be able to fix it, the current program. I think they're going to have to absolutely start from the start again and come in with a new code and a new website.
We've only got 1 minute left here, seriously, and then we got to wrap up the weekend edition. Who wants the final word? Corey?
All right, thanks. Yeah, I think something that you said that it comes down to for me, looking at it from the outside, being a Canadian, is it needs to make sense. But most of all, it needs to make dollars and cents for the American, for the government, because you guys can't keep on continuing to spend money and continuing to go deeper into debt, trying to help out your citizens, or at least the government trying to help out the citizens, because right now it's what's getting you in a lot of trouble, these entitlements, and now this Obamacare where everybody's getting covered, but as Rick said, everyone's getting covered with coverage that they don't need, which isn't going to help in the short term or the long term, and that's unacceptable in my eyes to be pushing something that is guaranteed to lose money through.
You know, I go back to something that Ron Paul told me probably close to 10 years ago, you know, and that was, he said, Al, don't you have any faith in your fellow man? That's an interesting question that every listener really ought to ask themselves. Hope you guys have enjoyed this week's show.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.